Good morning. You know, a line in one of the songs we sang got my attention. Well, a lot of them get my attention, but one in particular said, talked about when we filling our mouth with praise. Now, if we fill our mouth with praise, there's no room for anything else, is there? Yeah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day and your presence here, Lord. And we, Lord, we seek you. We need you, Lord. Lord, we just pray that today you'll open up heaven for us, that you pour out your spirit, your love. May your word be sent forth into our heart. May it fulfill everything it's sent forth to do. And we know, Lord, it will not return void. Lord, open our hearts. Open our hearts to receive everything you have for us today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 100. I actually memorized this as a child. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Is it still Thanksgiving? Somebody mentioned earlier it's every day of the year. It's 365. Actually, it's 365.25 because every 4 years they throw another one in there. As if 2020 wasn't bad enough, it's leap year, so there's a day extra. But that's all right. That's all right because our God is bigger than that, isn't he? He doesn't go by a calendar? Not our calendar, no. No. Why are we thankful? Why wouldn't we be? Yeah, I spent, as I mentioned before, I've shared before, for 10 years I was chaplain of a jail in Oregon. And I met a lot of interesting people, a lot of them saw over and over again, which was discouraging at first, but God just kind of told me, well, you go to church. Don't worry about them. Just you go to church and just bring me with you. This one night, I held services there 4 times a week. There's 2 cell blocks. On Sunday afternoon, I did the main, which is the biggest one. That's probably why it was called the main. Sunday night, I did the east. Tuesday night, I did the main again. And Thursday night, I did the east again. And I used to go in there, and I used to make coffee first, put it in pitchers with the sugar already in it. Otherwise, they would take the sugar and do other things with it. They'd be pretty creative in there, making burritos out of Top Ramen. Anyway, this one night I went in there and I did the service on the east, and I'm coming back down the hall, and I turned back into the booking area, and there's a observation cell in there. And there was someone in there that I knew who he was. He was a regular. His name was Ronnie Harris. And he said, Wayne, you got any coffee left? And I said, yeah, I'll bring you a cup, Ronnie. So I'm going through the door to get out to the kitchen. And I heard him say to the corrections officer that he was an atheist. So I went in, I poured him a cup of coffee and put the stuff away, and I go back, and I said, Ronnie, I said, do you suppose God knows you're an atheist? He said, oh, I'm sure he does. Why do atheists celebrate Thanksgiving? Seems kind of empty, doesn't it? vanity of vanities. Can you really be very thankful if you don't believe in any particular recipient of your thanks? Who are you thanking? Stephen Dawkins, who was an atheist, had a brilliant mind, but he said that he was thankful when he looked at the stars, he was thankful. When he looked at the Grand Canyon, he was thankful. When he looked through his microscope at everything that was in this drop of pond water, he was thankful. But yet he had no... Who do you thank? Just thankful that it's there? Another atheist, an atheist writer, claimed she could be grateful to her lucky stars. An atheist can be generally thankful for good luck or serendipity, fate or chance. You know, if you flip a coin and it comes up heads, and that's what you called, then I guess you could thank the coin, right? That's not the way it works. Romans 1:17 through 23, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creepy things. They know. It's in them. It's in everybody. It says in Ecclesiastes, he placed eternity in our hearts. He placed forever in our hearts. The knowledge of him. It's in there. The only reason people don't believe is they deny it, even though it's there. Everything they look at, the stars, the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I've got a close relative that's an atheist, and she celebrates Thanksgiving. And I wonder, you know, what is she thankful for? Who is she thankful to? Does she even have a knowledge of why she can be thankful? Maybe she looks at her turkey there and she's thankful that the turkey gave its life for her, you know, to fill her stomach. But we as Christians, we have a lot more than that, don't we? Because we have a Savior that gave his life on the cross for us, to save us. And he continues to work in us, and he changes us. What is thanksgiving? We know it's the act of giving thanks. But according to the dictionary, it's also a public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. It can be an expression or expressions of gratitude, acknowledging benefits or favor, especially to God. And in the United States, it's a day set apart for giving thanks to God. As much as they try to turn it into a secular holiday, it never will be. It never can be, can it? I guess maybe it's not commercially viable enough for them to really push like that, because they haven't been able to commercialize it. I think that's why I like Thanksgiving as much as I do. Other countries celebrate Thanksgiving or some form of it too. Quite a few of them, actually. Canada does. Theirs is in October, the first Monday or second Monday in October. United Kingdom does, Germany does, the Netherlands, an island in Australia does, Norfolk Island, Japan, several countries do. And why wouldn't they? Because they have reason to be thankful too, don't they? Thanksgiving is a feast. We had a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner here, Thanksgiving. And I didn't hear any complaints about it, so I guess everybody enjoyed it. How does God feel about feasts? He ordained feasts, didn't he? Especially feasts that honor him. If you're going to have a feast, it should honor him. Thanksgiving is biblical. We are told many times in the Bible to be thankful, to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord. First mention of thanksgiving, first time that word occurs, is in Leviticus, chapter 7, verse 11 through 15. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer unto the Lord. And if he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with a sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with a sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto the Lord. It shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that is offered. He shall not leave any of it until morning. You know, when I read that, I thought of our Lord Jesus Christ who was on the cross. They took him down the day he died. He wasn't left till the next day, was he? And he was a sacrifice for us. The peace offering. It was a free will offering. It was voluntary. It was voluntary because the soul of the worshiper was at that time overflowing with gratitude. Our hearts overflowing with gratitude. Psalm 116:1, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Psalm 116:17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. In Leviticus, it talked about fine flour and oil and I have wine written down here, but if you read that, it isn't mentioned. I confused you? It caused me to think about it too because I was reading two commentaries, both of them by Andrew Bonar. One of them was of Leviticus and one of them was in Psalms 100. And in one, it isn't mentioned. Wine isn't mentioned. But in the other one, it is. He talks about the fine flour, the oil, and the wine. Why wine? In Jewish thought, wine represents joy. So that's the only reason I can think of why he would mention it a second time, or mention it in one place but not the other. Because when we give thanks with joy, don't we? So it's there. And in the Jewish culture, anytime they had a feast, they always had wine. That's just what they did. Fine flour. There's a Chinese pastor, author, and hymnist named Witness Lee. He was a protege of Watchman Nee. You may have heard of him. He said, the fine flour is derived from the vegetable life. In the Bible, the vegetable life always refers to the Lord's humanity. As a man, the Lord Jesus is perfect, even as fine flour. Fine flour is perfect in its evenness, its fineness, its tenderness, and in its gentleness, thus revealing the balance and evenness of the Lord's humanity. We find Jesus Christ all through the book of Leviticus. It's an incredible book. Most people want to just pass over it because it's got all these details. But yet, as I mentioned not too long ago, it's of all the books in the Bible, it's the one that God speaks directly to us the most. Almost everything that's in the book of Leviticus is God speaking directly to us, a direct quote of what he said. Oil. Oil, of course, is all about the Holy Spirit or the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And wine, during the Feast of First Fruits, which is the Sunday, the Resurrection Day, which is the day after Passover, wine is offered as a drink offering. This on the other page. Okay, here we go. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread. Why leaven? What does leaven represent in the Bible? It represents sin. To understand this, we need to keep in mind that this is a peace offering. And because it's a peace offering, that means that the one that's doing the offering is a believer. He's in a reconciled state with God. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't sin. John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we do sin. We try not to, right? Since the offerer is in a reconciled state with God, it means that the sinner and God are reconciled. And when the offering is made, it's a heave offering or a wave offering. It was put up in four different areas of above their head, which represents the four points, the four quarters of the heavens. It's showing God our sin. It's confessing our sin. Because as believers, after showing him our sin, confessing our sin, then it allows us to be even more thankful because he forgives us our sins. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. His truth is from everlasting to everlasting. His truth always is. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That doesn't just tell us the attitude we're supposed to have when we enter into his gates and into his courts. It also tells us how we do it in the first place, doesn't it? Because we can't enter in to his gates and his courts without having thanksgiving and praise in our heart. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We're special to him, aren't we? Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. He created us. But it actually means more than that. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. He has made us what we are. He has taken us from where we were to where we are now. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am what I am. We all can say that, can't we? God told Moses, I am that I am. There's no change there. What I am, that is that which I've always been. Paul, when he says, I am what I am, see, every word's important. I am what I am, saying that he's something different than what he used to be. He has made us. He that's begun a good work in us is faithful to complete it to the end, isn't he? He's always changing us. He's bringing us to that place, that point, where he wants us to be. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that started it, and he finishes what he starts. Being thankful. As Linda mentioned, it isn't always easy to be thankful. Sometimes we don't feel like it. I wrote down a list of, I got from a couple sources. Actually, there was quite a few of them, but I kind of combined what I read. Of ways to cultivate a thankful spirit. The first one is be thankful for something every day. Try to find at least one thing to be thankful for. I could give you some suggestions, but I think it's probably better if you think on it yourself, isn't it? Number two, count your blessing. There's a song about it. This kind of goes along with the first one I shared with you. Count your blessings, but yet, don't just stop at one, in other words. Try to find at least one, but keep looking. Be a have and not a have not. Focus on what you have instead of what you don't have. Your neighbor might have a nice shiny new car and you're driving this wreck. But, you know, your wreck is probably paid for, isn't it? Be expressive in your thankfulness. Thank others for the little things they do for you. Things you might be taking for granted. We don't take things for granted, do we? No, we wouldn't do that. Especially say thank you to your spouse or your loved ones or friends. Showing gratitude to others will not only improve their day, but it's going to improve yours too. Take a breather. Just stop. Take 5 minutes to be still and reflect. Sometimes we forget to be thankful because we're too busy doing something else. So stop doing that just for a few moments. Take some time to think about things that you're thankful for. Practice thankfulness in difficult times. In spite of the challenge this may present to you, it's really the most important time to do this. I like to think of it as thumbing my nose at Satan. Smile when you don't feel like it. That's the best time to smile. Write it down. Keep a journal. Maybe you can go into detail, or maybe you just put a few words. You know, you can go back and read that, and it'll help you remember. Practice making thankfulness a habit. I've heard, I'm not sure the exact time it takes, but I think it was 21 days. I've heard if you do the same thing 21 days straight, it becomes a habit. It becomes a part of what you're being, your whole being. Habits become a part of who we are. So if we make thankfulness a habit, then it's going to become a part of us. Give back. Serve in your community or church. Maybe visit nursing homes. Giving of yourself will show you how blessed you are, how blessed you are. Share with others. Joy has a way of spreading when we share blessing with others. Are you thankful for being in a good mood? Share it with smiles and cheerfulness. Our attitude's contagious, isn't it? Are you thankful for a well-stocked kitchen or a full refrigerator? Invite somebody over for dinner. Share it. Are you thankful for a special person in your life? Share it by letting them know how you feel. Are you thankful for that morning coffee you're getting at Dunkin' Donuts? Buy a cup for the person behind you. Cultivate a spirit of thankfulness by sharing your blessings with others. And pray. It's hard not to be thankful when you realize that everything you have is because of God's graciousness. Pray and tell Him thanks for it. Thank Him for your salvation. If you're having a good day, thank Him for it. If you're having a bad day, thank Him for it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's got a purpose. We don't know what it is always, usually. But He's doing a work in us. So thank Him. Lord, we do thank You. We thank You, Lord, for the love You have for us. We thank You, Lord, for the gift of salvation. That all we have to do is just receive it. Thank You, Lord, that You made it simple. That even a child can do it. Lord, work in our hearts. Open our eyes to the things that You've given us to bless us. Open our eyes, Lord, to the good points that people have. You place them in our lives to bless us, Lord. Help us to bless them in return, Lord, and help us to bless You by the love we have for other people. Thank You, Lord, for everything You allow in our lives. The good and that which doesn't seem as good. I thank You, Lord, for the work You're doing in us. Lord, continue that work according to Your word. Continue that work in us that we may be everything You want us to be. We thank You, Lord, for the hope we have of eternal life that You promised before the world began. You said it would be. And You don't lie. Thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. Thank You, Lord, for Your patience. The work You do in us, Lord, and Your long-suffering towards us. Lord, You put out an awful lot of effort to bring some of us to You. We had to get beyond ourselves. But without You, that would have been impossible. Thank You, Lord, that You did make it possible. Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You, Lord, for speaking to us today. And help us, Lord, just to keep it with us. Lord, I pray that You'd go with each one of us today as we go our ways and bring us back safe tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.